Good morning.
Good morning.
And a happy Easter to you from.
Happy Easter.
You've got the 2-for-1 offer this morning on. We've got Elaine's doing the sermon, I'm doing the leading. So forgive us if we have an argument halfway through. Okay? So it's Easter Sunday, and our acclamation is on the sheet there. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just two very quick notices. If you receive an email from Ali Bissett, do not open it because she's been hacked. Or alternatively, her email's been hacked, okay? And secondly, thank you to all those who've done those beautiful flowers around here. I'm just thinking a round of applause for that. It's really wonderful. Let's start with our first hymn, 285. Jesus Christ is risen today, 285. So on page 1 of our order service sheets, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so may grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, be with you.
And also with you.
And so we sit or kneel for our prayers. And we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbours yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Let's start for our confession. Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Let us therefore rejoice by putting away all malice and evil and confessing our sins with a sincere and a true heart. And we say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our colic for Easter Day. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and all eternity. Amen. Now, Ruth, we come for our first reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning to read at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ruth. And now time for our second hymn, 290, Jesus is Lord, 290.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was yet still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight to the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May my words be in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down. I don't know about you, but Easter time, springtime, is one of my favourite times of the year. But this particular weekend is a real roller coaster, isn't it? From Thursday evening, when we see Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, their Lord and Master, humbling himself to that extent. And then all the pain and the horror of crucifixion and Good Friday. But today is Easter Day. Jesus is alive. He is risen. And it's one of the best days in the year for me. Of course, it's always spring in this part of the world. It's not always the same everywhere else, is it? And there's new life all around us. In the lighter evenings, the clock goes forward. The flowers we see all around us, having spent the winter as bulbs deep in the ground before their shoots and beautiful flowers burst forth. There are birds building their nests and hatching their eggs. We've got blue tits in the box just outside our kitchen window. And everywhere there's a new sense of energy, a hive of activity, and hopefully that's in ourselves as well as in the natural world. And all these signs of new life in spring are miracles of nature, evidence of God's power at work in the world he created. And when we see them, especially today, we also celebrate God's power at work in Jesus when he rose from the dead in the resurrection. We also celebrate the new life we can find through God's power at work in us because of that resurrection. And that power can change us in unexpected ways. We too can be resurrection people. But how? So in order to think about the how of that question, let's spend a few minutes looking at and thinking about Simon Peter and seeing how that resurrection power changed him. I'd like you to imagine, if you can, that you are Peter on that first Easter morning, the day of resurrection. You can close your eyes if it helps, but it's not obligatory. So you are Peter. 3 years ago, you were a fisherman in Galilee. You always were impetuous and headstrong, and nothing's changed. You do have a tendency to open your mouth before engaging your brain. Probably because you're not afraid to speak your mind, you are in many ways the disciples' leader. You're feeling really bad this morning, 2 days after the crucifixion. Just the other day, within a space of a few hours, you swore loyalty to Jesus, to the point of death. And then, within hours, you denied you ever knew him. And now, he's dead. You, the rock. And that's what the word Peter means, the rock. You were named the rock, the firm, steady one, the one so sure of your faith. You ran away and hid, scared out of your wits, feeling really guilty about having denied knowing your master. You couldn't even bring yourself to go to the place of crucifixion, like John and the women did. And even once Jesus was dead, you weren't around to help with the burial of the body. And now Mary Magdalene comes running to find you, saying that Jesus' body has disappeared. Do you believe her? You'd better go and find out, and quick. So bravely pushing away your fear for a moment, you run with John to the tomb. But unlike him who waits outside, you go straight in and find grave clothes, no body. You and John both wonder what's going on. Perhaps someone's stolen the body. Even though Jesus had tried on several occasions to explain to you and the others about rising from the dead, you never really understood, and you still don't make the connection. Okay, you can stop being Peter now if you like. You can carry on if you want. So in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see a completely different Peter, don't we? Here he is, a few weeks later, talking to a group of Gentiles, that's non-Jews. He knows it's against the law for him to talk to them as a Jew, to associate with them at all. But this man, who ran away when Jesus was arrested, afraid of what the authorities might do to him, is now deliberately walking into danger. He's gone to a Gentile house, and he's telling them about the reality of Jesus being alive. God's resurrection power not only raised Jesus from the dead, but changed Peter in unexpected ways. He's changed from a frightened runaway to a bold apostle. In just a few short weeks, he's changed from saying, "I don't know him, and I don't know what you're talking about," to, "We are witnesses of everything he did. They killed him by hanging him on the tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen." And then he adds, "Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Peter knows he's forgiven, and he knows that he has a message to tell everyone. Have you ever wondered what changed Peter? I believe that it was the power of God's Holy Spirit, and through that power, that Peter and the other disciples came to have a different, what we might call a resurrection relationship with God. They'd had an extraordinary experience. They'd watched their master suffer an agonizing death and then met with him in his resurrected state. They'd shared food and drink with him, so they knew he wasn't a ghost. And 6 weeks after Jesus' ascension at Pentecost, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The power that had brought Jesus back to life is the same power that Peter and the others received at Pentecost. They became resurrection people and were able to be bold and tell everyone about Jesus despite the dangers. And of course, we know that many of them suffered martyrs' deaths because of that power and that bold behaviour. Today, we enjoy our Easter holiday and we celebrate that the risen Jesus is still here with us. 6 weeks from now, we'll celebrate Pentecost, when we remember the day the Holy Spirit came to the disciples and empowered them. And that Pentecost is the reason we're here today. As we see the miracles of new life all around us in nature, let's remember that the new life that came to Peter will allow us to be changed too, so that we can be effective witnesses for Jesus wherever we are. Through the Holy Spirit, God has given us the power to do that. We are Christ's resurrection people. Jesus is alive. He's here with us now. And he's able and willing to equip us and to accompany us on our Christian journey. So let's just remember that as we celebrate today and eat our eggs and perhaps have a glass of wine, in my case. It's not just a memorial of a historical event. It's a life-changing event for everyone, both then and now. I want to close with some words that will be familiar to you from St. Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Amen.
And now I invite Roger to come and lead us in our intercessions.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the silence and peace of your holy presence in our church, we thank you for hearing our prayers. A prayer for this Easter Sunday. We praise you for all the new and vibrant life that surrounds us today on Easter Sunday in your beautiful springtime. We thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus Christ, to teach us how to live with kindness, love, and humility. We praise you for giving each one of us the wonderful good news of the risen Christ, as first witnessed by Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John. We praise you for sending the Holy Spirit to empower and change the disciples, as indeed ourselves today. Each one of us is blessed to have received the risen Saviour's Easter promise of faith, hope, redemption, and resurrection. This message of the risen Christ knows no boundaries of language, culture, race, geography, or education. Help us to be active Christians, touching the hearts of others and sharing God's love with everyone around us. Help us to be kind to one another and to encourage others, perhaps here for the first time, to discover Jesus in our neighbourhood and in our church at St. Margaret's. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer for our leaders, especially our own. We pray for our world leaders at this dangerous time, that they will use their power to do good and not harm, and to collaborate in finding solutions to war, poverty, disease, and climate extremes. Let there be peace and reconciliation in our world, and for love to overcome mistrust and conflict. We pray especially for continuing peace in Northern Ireland, and we pray for the end of the brutal war in Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer for others known to us. We pray for those who are unwell or convalescing. We pray for those who are precious to us, especially those who are suffering from illness, anxiety, loneliness, or bereavement. Help us to reassure them that your love is always with them. Make us compassionate with our responses to their difficulties. We pray for those listed on our notice sheet. Gail Wellings, now home and in recovery. John and Angela Watts, and John has now COVID to deal with as well. And for Roger Strachan, Angela's brother. Paul and Jean Ricketts, daughter-in-law, Amanda, now home and recovering well. Christine Nesbitt, for a successful outcome of her hip operation. Caden Edwards, receiving excellent treatment, and for his parents, Catherine and Simon, and for his grandparents, Derek and Elaine. We also pray for King Charles as he prepares for his coronation. In a moment of silent prayer, we pray for others known to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, a prayer of thanks and praise. We thank and praise you for the Easter blessings we enjoy in your beautiful creation. Inspire us to share our Christian love with others so that they too can know Jesus. Let there be happiness and laughter at Easter time and lots of smiles every day. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Roger. And so on this Easter Sunday, we reaffirm our faith in the words of the Creed, so please stand. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And so it's time now for our peace. The risen Christ came and stood among the disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace with one another.
And so time now for our next hymn, appropriately on Easter Sunday, when we celebrate the risen Christ, we talk about his glory as well. So 551, "Thine be the glory," 551. And so this morning we're going to be using Eucharistic Prayer 2 on page 7. So Prayer 2 on page 7. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God. And so we sit on you for our prayer. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, to whom you created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. But chiefly are we bound to praise you because you raised him gloriously from the dead. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was offered for us, has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as oft as you should drink it, in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, call to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, and rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this sour sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. So we turn now to page 17. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith, Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink, in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and with thanksgiving. Amen. Just to say that anybody who has joined this morning is entitled to come and have communion with us. If you like a blessing, just come to the front and bow your head, but otherwise you are all very well welcome at this table. Keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in it. And so at the top of page 18, we say together, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so for our final hymn this morning, an offertory hymn, 1583, we have a gospel to proclaim. 1583.
Thank you.
please, as you leave this morning, watch out for two young people who are going to offer you some mini eggs. Happy Easter.
Let's bow our heads for the blessing. And so may the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And so may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, with you and your families, those whom you prayed for, and those whom you love, this Easter day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Go in love to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.